I can't keep my thoughts from straying to you. My day is filled with the usual mundanities of work and home, but my thoughts keep you with me through every otherwise boring situation. Sitting at my desk, my mind drifts away to your hands, your lips, your sighs. I close my eyes and shake my head. Not to shake you out, so much as to move you a bit to the background. You're a constant distraction. I love it. I get in my car and you're sitting next to me. Your hand on my thigh, that fucking perfect smile dancing on your face. You're still not here, but I feel your warm hand teasing me, sliding slowly higher as you grin mischievously at me. If I close my eyes and concentrate hard enough, I can even smell you. Your skin and the way it smells and feels and tastes is imprinted on my memory just as strongly as your laugh and the color of your eyes. I drive home, my thoughts turning more desperate as I close the distance between work and home. At one point, I begin to reminisce about one time we were in the back seat of this car, sheltered from a rainstorm, the rain hammering on the roof, your cool, wet hands under my shirt, making my skin prickle, your lips hungrily devouring mine. I barely noticed the traffic, recalling the delicious sounds I pulled from you as I slid my hand into your pants. The need in your voice as you begged me to touch you. I smile now, just as I did then. Only this time, my lips aren't pressed into your neck, nibbling and sucking on that tender flesh. My fingers tease the steering wheel, and I wish it was you. Traffic worsens, and I'm pulled from my reverie, more embittered that I have to leave my imagined haven than of the traffic itself. Eventually, finally, I'm in my neighborhood. I try not to run to the door, hoping you stayed after I left you cozy in bed this morning. My need for you is so great, all I want to do is fall to my knees and please you with my tongue and lips and hands, licking and kissing and touching every part of you. I want to worship you the way you deserve to be worshipped. Become the most ardent devotee of you. But just as I come through the door, you're on me. Your lips crashing into mine, your hands almost too rough and grabbing my face, my shoulders, my arms, my waist. Pulling at my clothes like you need to get them off of me to save me from something foul. Missed me, baby? I laugh into your kisses, trying to gain this upper hand you've given me by showing me how strongly your need matches mine. You respond by sucking on my lower lip and scraping your nails across my back, making me inhale sharply and press my body into yours. Fuck, I groan, moving my own kisses to your ear. I'm so lucky you're mine, I whisper, tilting my head to let your kisses travel down my neck. Yeah, you are. You quip back, and I can feel your smile on my chest. Somehow you've distracted me with your kisses enough to remove most of my shirt. I pull back a bit and cup your face so I can look into your gorgeous, hungry eyes. And I'm so much more lucky to be yours. You smile and tilt your head curiously. And before I can doubt myself, I say the words I've been wanting to tell you for so long. The words I've been wanting to say all day. Words I want to tell you again and again as part of my daily devotionals to you. I love you. Wanna go fuck?